And the last thing, this is a short thing, but very important. Just because it's short doesn't mean it's any less important than the rest, is have an obvious ending. You know, the worst feeling, and I've been there many times, is when you have a great solo, or at least you think you do, and then no one freaking claps. And you're like, what? What is going on? And it's because you didn't give them an obvious ending. You have to be, you know, you have to be, so like I said, even the three-year-old knows, like, yay, Uncle Jeff, you know. So, wait, I said your name, is that okay? So, you know, let me demonstrate, even though it's so obvious, give me one 12-bar blues, and I'll just be obvious about the ending. 2, 3, 4. Pretty obvious. I came back down, I brought the intensity down, I played long durations, and I held the root note. And not only that, but I held it. My trick, this is my personal, like, sort of taste, is I end the solo not right at the one beat of the next chorus. I end it before. So it's totally obvious, right? So when you're in a 12-bar blues, you got the turnaround is 5 and 4. I'll end it there. Leave the turnaround chord for the next person, or just have an open space. And most soloists don't do that, and I'm not saying my way is better. I'm just saying my way is a little, it even makes it even more obvious that I'm ending to everyone, because there's empty space there. So just try it. All I'm asking is do anything within 12 bars. Hopefully you'll build a little bit, but be it totally obvious at the end that you're done soloing and it's ready for the next guy, or ready for the vocalist, or ready for the whatever is next. 2, 3, 4. Exactly right. You hit the root, and you had plenty of time to wait. There was plenty of time after you were done. It's pretty obvious. Okay. But that's an important one. Let's do one more blues, one more chorus to take it out, to give you a way to implement all this. So. I'm only going to give you one chorus, so you have 12 bars to build and then come back. Choose one in advance, choose one element to build with, you know, which one is it going to be, increased volume or repetition or you know, dramatic devices or alternating directions or wide intervals, you know, which one are you going to choose?
You want me to choose already?
You only got one chorus, so you
can't. I'll just head up the neck then.
Alright, so it's ascending lines, sure. Ascending lines. And then have a definite ending. Alright? 1, 2, 3, go. All right. Obviously, there's quite a bit of experimenting in there.
Yeah,
it's gonna take time. But this is—you got the tools of it, and now hopefully, instead of just going home and playing scales and wondering what you're supposed to do with them, you have a lot of sort of artistic leeway with how to put all this stuff together. Make sense?
Yes.
Any other questions?
No, I'm good.